104.7, Andy and Mel. It's 7:04, up to 54 today. Nice and sunny. Eventually. I don't know what it's like outside because for some reason the shades are drawn.
I didn't do it. I don't know.
Why are the shades closed?
I don't know.
Who does that?
I don't know.
Why would they not want to see outside? I don't understand that at all. You should probably move your luggage.
Got it. There.
You bring a lot of luggage to work every day.
I know. I do. I have my laptop and my lunch bag and my purse.
Lunch bag?
Ish. It's seen its better days, that's for sure.
It's because you use it as a second purse.
No, I don't.
You got a bunch of garbage in the front.
No, that's not garbage.
The cover is virtually ripped off. That's not garbage?
Vitamins.
What is it? Oh. Okay.
The cover, yeah.
You can't put them inside?
Apparently I needed an extra pocket.
Does it ruin the vitamins if they're cold?
No, I just don't want them inside.
Okay.
Don't have to have them inside if I don't want to.
You can't tell me what to do. You're not the boss of me.
You're not the boss
of me. Well, actually, yes, yeah, I am. Not when it comes to your lunchbox. I really don't care.
Nope.
Anyway, so I don't know if you heard this or not. There's a hurricane.
What? There is?
That's closing in on the eastern seaboard.
I had heard
and,
that.
I turned on CNN this morning, and when they were going to their commercial break, continuing coverage of Hurricane Sandy coming up, and it was like, it was like horror movie music.
It was a little scary. It was very serious.
Very scary. And I'm not trying to make light of it. It's going to be not good when those storms all merge out there. That's really why it's a big deal, is because there's a regular storm front going in there, and they're pretty much going to collide right over the northeast, and it's not going to be good when that happens. So, there might even be a Dennis Quaid movie situation like the day after tomorrow, or what is that? What that was called?
I think so, wasn't it?
Yeah, the day after tomorrow.
I don't know.
That was actually not a bad movie.
I thought it was pretty good.
I thought it was going to be a lot hokier and stupid.
I think it was well done.
Yeah, it wasn't bad at all. Okay, so yeah, there's going to be a hurricane, and it's going to be not good. The Giants won the World Series, and probably the most boring World Series ever.
Okay.
It was. Four-game sweep. There's nothing worse than a four-game sweep.
It's true. Because it's just, there's no drama.
No. Last night was the only game with any drama at all. And yeah, it was kind of a letdown.
Bummer.
Yeah. I'm still trying to figure out why it is that when Twins leave the Twins, they win World Series.
I don't know.
Last year was Nick Punto.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Who many Twins fans would call the scourge of the Twins. Because every time they needed a big hit to score runs, here comes Nick Punto to hit a ground ball to second. Now, well, actually, he didn't win the World Series. He lost the World Series. But at least he got to it. It was Delmon Young. They traded him to the Tigers last year.
Yeah.
And when they were playing the Tigers, he like showed up in the other locker room and they're all like, what are you doing here? I got traded. Shut up. What are you doing here? Dude, I got traded. I'm on your team now.
How weird would that be?
But then he gets to play in the World Series. Hits a home run last night.
Nice.
Yeah. Twins, they'll go out and get a pitcher you never heard of and try to make it big news. Yeah. Vikings sure sucked on Thursday too, didn't they? And then the Bears and Packers had to go and win yesterday. Even though they were, Packers, I didn't watch much of that game, but the Bears should have lost.
I kind of wish that on the Thursday game that Adrian Peterson would have gotten hurt earlier, like where he got hit in the nose and that fight would have happened earlier, because then they finally got a
Adrian
fire.
Adrian Peterson. That was Jared
Adrian.
Allen.
I'm sorry, Jared Allen. Oh my gosh, I'm sorry. Yeah. Jared Allen, because then they got, I knew better, I don't even know why I said that.
And of all the players on the Vikings to confuse, you confuse those two.
I know.
If you confused Adrian Peterson and Percy Harvin.
Okay. Jared Allen. Okay. I apologize. Anyway.
Adrian never had a mullet.
Okay. Because then they got a fire, underneath their butt.
Yeah.
He was mad and he was getting the crowd going.
That was the most entertaining part of the game.
It was.
It was a lot of fun to watch.
I'm glad I turned it back when that happened.
I knew he was going to get a sack on the next play.
I knew it.
100%. Not because it's kind of a scripted thing, but because defensive players are usually a little crazy.
Yeah.
But when they're mad,
oh yeah,
it's like they're on autopilot.
Oh yeah.
And
And you could see the fury in him.
Oh, yeah. It was like...
And when he found out he was bleeding, oh, my gosh.
I don't think he cared that he was bleeding. I think he was just mad
that
he got
sucker
punched.
I think that made him more upset.
But
that
anyway.
That was pretty crappy.
Yeah, so, and then, of course, there was the massive controversy on The Walking Dead last night.
Mm-hmm. And the button's not working?
No, I wasn't going to play it.
Oh, I thought you were going to play it.
Oh, I sure could.
You acted like you were going to.
Okay, but nobody else knew that until you said it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Now I have to.
Yes.
Okay.
How can you mention The Walking Dead and then not play the music?
Well, because I didn't have it up and I wasn't going to.
Oh. Plus, actually made the motion to do it. Like,
I was pulling up a different page.
Oh.
Can we please move off of the button subject?
You betcha.
Thanks. Good hell. Now I don't even want to talk about what I was going to talk about.
Okay.
I'm just so exhausted from that.
Oh, come on. You took a pill at least. That shouldn't make
I know.
You exhausted.
That doesn't... So basically what you're saying is you should be much more tolerable.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Sometimes not.
And honestly, that wasn't that much of a reason to be exhausted about.
Okay. So that was one entire minute on nothing at all.
What's up?
Yeah. So we're going to take a commercial break here because Mel has taken up too much time for actual information I was going to give. And we'll do the news next, unless Mel train wrecks the commercial break. We'll find out. Morning, sunshine.
Good morning. Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel, Hot 104.7.
Whoop on Gangnam Style.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. I forgot about that last. Whoop on Gangnam Style. 723 up to 54 today. It's 36 right now. The internet quote of the day, Mel, is...
I never make the same mistake twice. I make it about 5 or 6 times just to be sure.
We've got a chance for you to win some money here coming up in a little bit. The internet quote of the day, Mel, is... I'm kidding. Because I did forget that you had actually done it at 6:20.
And we thought about it, even to the point where you had to go back
and
listen.
Listened back to the tape and, yeah, was there.
I was right.
Yeah. Well.
You can say it.
First time this week.
Well, the week just started.
I know. That's why that was funny. Yeah. Anyway.
Catching what you're throwing.
Okay, good job. Nice catch. So, I went to go pull out the Halloween candy last night. What are you laughing about?
Because you told me about this earlier.
Oh, yeah.
And I think it's funny.
Okay, so I...
It had 100.
Crystal bought this variety pack of 160 pieces of candy.
It's quite a bit of candy.
And the stuff that was contained within was Reese's Pieces, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, Hershey's Cookies and Cream, Whoppers, and regular Hershey bars.
Okay.
And looking at there's a little window in the bag where you can see what's inside. And the only thing I can see is Whoppers and Hershey's Cookies and Cream.
Hmm.
And so I decided to open the bag and count exactly how much of each one there was.
So were there the full amount, though, the 160?
Yes, there was 160.
Okay.
So we didn't get screwed on the number of pieces, although one of the Whoppers only had one Whopper in it. You know how sometimes you'll get a piece where it's like the machine didn't quite seal the end of the bag and a couple of them fell out somewhere along the way?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I count them all up and... The number of Whoppers in the bag, out of 160 pieces, 77 were Whoppers. 33.
That is a lot of Whoppers.
Out of 160 were Hershey's Cookies and Cream.
Ugh.
The third most was regular Hershey's.
Yum.
Only 22. Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, 15.
What? Those are the best.
I know.
Not cool.
Less than 10% of the bag was Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. And even less than that, Reese's Pieces, only 11 little baggies of Reese's Pieces.
I don't really like those.
In the variety pack. Yeah, but those are way more popular than Whoppers or Hershey's Cookies and Cream.
True.
So, true. Just want to throw it out there. Beware the variety pack. There isn't that much variety in the variety pack.
Unless you really like Whoppers.
Unless you love Whoppers. And I do like Whoppers.
I like them.
But
from time to time, I'll have one or two.
77 out of 160, like almost half the bag was Whoppers.
It's a lot of Whoppers.
That is a lot of Whoppers.
If it would have been more peanut butter cups and Hershey's, I think it would have been more expensive, though.
Yeah, because they're trying to get rid of the stuff they can't sell.
I know. Who eats the cookies and cream ones?
I've never seen anyone intentionally do it.
Yeah.
But
I don't like those at all.
So just beware of that. And Crystal got it because, well, it was 160 versus however many were in two bags of exactly what you would have picked out.
Figure it out.
And she was trying to do the math and figured it would probably be a better deal to spend $13 on this one than $8 on two of the other bags. And yeah, not so much.
Because we'll got a bunch like of.
So what we decided we're going to do is.
So don't go trick or treating at Andy's house.
We're going to put the. We're going to put the Whoppers and the Hershey's cookies and cream in the bowl, and then we're going to keep the rest of it for ourselves.
Good idea.
Yeah.
So don't go trick-or-treating at Andy's house.
Because
unless you like Whoppers and cookies and cream.
If you like those, it's
then you
be
should.
Nobody comes to our house anyway. Because we're like one of two houses on the entire big, long block that
had the lights on.
That have lights on, so nobody bothers to go down the street. Because it's like 2 foot of walk.
I can bring the girls.
Well, anyway, do they like Whoppers or Hershey's cookies and cream?
They might.
Okay. So we're
going to make them ask for the Reese's peanut butter cups.
We're doing a thing called Mash for Cash.
Yes.
Here's how this works. I have mashed 7 songs together. They're all going to play simultaneously.
So it's going to be a little crazy.
It's a little hard.
A little crazy.
It's 30 seconds, so you got time to listen. We play it once a day. And we take one caller once a day to see if they can identify the songs. Now,
I wouldn't expect we would get a winner today.
Could. You can make out all the songs. I made sure that you can make out every single song.
Okay.
It's just a question of whether or not you can do it in that one chance.
Right.
So this will also be cumulative. We got $45 a day to give away. So if someone gets it today, $45. Nobody gets it, rolls over tomorrow, the pot will be $90.
Mm-hmm.
So on and so forth.
Which we have to do math.
Oh, I can handle the math there. 45 times 2 is 90.
Okay.
90 times 2 is 180. 180 times 2 is 360. Anyway, so here it is. The
first get a pen and paper.
Mash for cash. If you don't have pen and paper, I would suggest grabbing one. Here you go. There you go. How many did you pick out?
I don't know. It was like so jumbled. My brain was going on like overdrive.
I know. 361-5557. We take one caller per day to figure it out. We'll tell you how many you get right, but that's it. 361-5557. That is the Quality Lenders Mash for Cash. Good luck.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It is 7:45. We're going to top out of 54 today. Don't you think that'd be a great tie-in?
No.
I think it'd be great.
No. Inappropriate.
Taylor Swift has got these displays of red everywhere.
Everywhere. A whole bunch of stuff for
everywhere
sale.
Everywhere you go, it's Taylor Swift, red,
yeah,
blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
I don't know why Kotex didn't strike up a deal with her. I don't know.
Inappropriate. Gosh.
So, the horror movies, just watching horror movies apparently can cause you to burn calories. Saw this on Global Post. The University of Westminster had a list of movies that make you burn the most calories. I'm not even going to say number 10 because it's some Spanish horror movie you never heard of anyway. And it's just REC, wreck. The Texas Chainsaw Massacre will burn 105 calories. Blair Witch Project, 107. Paranormal Activity will burn 111. Nightmare on Elm Street, 118. Saw, 133. Alien, 152. The Exorcist, 158. Jaws, 161.
Ugh. Don't play it, please.
I'm not. And number one, The Shining, 184 calories you'll burn just watching the movie.
Wow. Which makes complete and total sense.
Yeah.
Because it gives you anxiety. Your heart starts racing faster.
Movie that freaked you out the most. What was it? 361-5557. Email or text am@hot1047.com. I knew it was fake the whole time, so it didn't weird me out as much. But Blair Witch Project, that last scene.
It's pretty creepy.
Yeah, that kind of got you. I haven't watched a lot of horror movies because they just kind of weird me out anyway.
I went to Paranormal Activity 3 last year, and that I did better with it than I thought I was going to.
When I was watching 28 Days Later on DVD, every time I thought it was about to get scary, I fast forward. I keep watching, but I fast forward. So then, because I hate this jump out and scare you. I hate the jump out and scare you.
I know.
I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. So I just.
But you would have burned calories. You shouldn't have fast forward.
Yeah. So what is the movie that freaks you out the most? 361-5557. Email or text am@hot1047.com. Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It's 754, up to 54 today. Nice and sunny. 36 right now. So I love doing this because now I have a list of movies that I will not ever rent or watch.
This is a good reference guide.
Yeah, because, I mean, I don't know. I think a lot of it is just built up in your own head. Because I watched a movie that I thought was going to absolutely terrify me, and it wasn't that bad at all. 28 Days Later.
Yeah.
Watched it on my vacation. Wasn't nearly as bad as I thought it was going to be.
I think that's how it was with Paranormal Activity, three. Because I went into it going, I'm not going to let this thing scare me. I know it's going to try to scare me.
Yeah.
And so then it wasn't so bad. There was a couple times for sure, though, that I was freaked out.
I don't know if this is serious or not. Joyride with Paul Walker. I thought that was like a car driving movie.
I don't know.
But was it a horror movie? I don't know either.
I don't know. See, I don't watch horror movies, so I'm not going to know any of these.
But I remember what the cover of it looked like, and it doesn't look like the kind of thing that would... Maybe it is, and it's just deceiving. I don't know.
Maybe a zombie's driving.
5995 has the perfect one. The original, Children of the Corn.
Ew.
Malachi.
I refuse to watch that movie.
Oh, it's so good.
No way.
I was younger when I saw it, too. I was probably about 11 or 12 yeah,
no
first time
way,
I saw it.
Jose, not doing it. Uh-uh.
Yeah, it was that's pretty good.
Uh-uh.
I've gotten a lot of people
kids
saying
being creepy. I can't handle it.
Malachi.
There was some zombie kids at the parade and they were creeping me out.
They weren't real, you know?
No, I know. But the hair makeup was
I keep getting a bunch of texts for The Ring. Never seen it. I believe you. That's one movie I'm going to cross off my list. The People Under the Stairs. I never saw that. I remember hearing about it. And like it almost became a punchline with me and some of my buddies. Careful, there's people under the stairs.
That would be a good one for me not to watch.
Probably.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Tim is on the phone. How are you, Tim?
Good.
Movie that freaked you out the most?
Descent.
Descent?
Yeah.
Or Descent?
Descent.
Like scent, like you smell?
No, descent as in falling to hell.
Oh, okay.
It's a spelunking movie. Just kind of creeps you out.
Now there's a word that people don't say enough. Uh-uh. Spelunking.
I don't think I'll ever use that word, really.
What are you doing? I'm spelunking for my keys. I can't find them. Thanks for the call, Tim.
Yeah.
Bye. Alyssa's on the phone. How are you, Alyssa? Hello?
Hello?
Hi. Hello?
Hi.
Did you mean to call us or did your butt do it for you?
No, I meant to call.
Oh, okay. What's your first name?
My name's Alyssa.
Alyssa, how are you?
I'm all right. How about yourself?
Good. So, movie that freaked you out the most?
None of the newer movies have ever scared me, but the one that still stands out in my mind till this day, and I saw this when I was 13, so this was 14 years ago, was a black and white movie called Pink Flamingos.
Pink Flamingos?
Yeah.
What is it about?
Black and white movie, though?
It is a movie. The only thing that I can remember was that there was this thing in a crib. That's the only part I remember that vividly. But it is a black and white movie.
Yet it's entitled Pink Flamingos.
My dad showed it to me when I was a kid.
So it's like, was it an older movie or?
Yeah, it's an older movie.
Okay. I never heard of it in my life. I remember The Flamingo Kid back in the 80s.
If you do a search on it, you'll be able to find it.
Yeah, I'll have to do that. I've never heard of it. Thanks for the call, Alyssa.
No problem.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah, it's a horror movie. I just looked it up on IMDb. 1972.
Ah.
Starring Divine.
I thought it was black and white when it came out in 72.
Well, it might have been, but the one I'm looking at, the cover's color anyway.
Hmm.
Anyway. All right. Movie that freaked me out. Oh, any of the Saw movies. I'm getting a bunch of those, too. Joyride is, yeah, I looked it up on IMDb. I just got a text, too, about it. It's about a trucker. These kids are going across the country and from Colorado to New York, and they talk to a trucker on their CB radio.
Oh, I remember seeing previews for
and
that.
And the
now.
Guy they talk to turns out to be a psychotic killer.
Yes, I remember previews.
I have to see that movie.
I could see that one giving me some anxiety.
Mostly just because any movie with a CB in it, I got to watch.
10-4, good buddy.
Rubber duck.
Over and out.
Movies that freaked you out the most, 361-5557. Email or text AM at hot1047.com. It is 7:59, hot104.7.
Hot1047.com.